This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. Sometimes people are down on their luck, but thanks to wonderful organizations here in Sioux Falls, you're not alone when times are tough. The Banquet is meant to be a welcoming space for people to gather and receive nourishing food. Their mission? To serve and make the community a better place. 40 years later, the Banquet continues to be a vital part of the Sioux Falls community. Executive Director of the Banquet, her name is Tamara Yerke-Leesinger. She's joining us right now this morning to celebrate the Banquet's journey and the services they offer and how the community can get involved. Tamara, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, we appreciate your time. Now, before we get started with the Banquet itself, tell us a little bit about you and your role with the organization.
Well, I am the executive director of the Banquet. I've been at the Banquet for 17 years and have just experienced the Banquet's awesome mission in our community and been part of the growth.
Yeah, and that growth, 40 years ago, the Banquet became a reality. It was founded in 1985. How did the idea of the Banquet begin?
Back in 1985 and probably a little bit before that, there was a group of very forward-thinking people in our community who realized that Sioux Falls at that time was getting to the point where it could benefit from a feeding ministry. And it also realized that even back 40 years ago, the Sioux Falls community was a very giving community. Mm-hmm. And there weren't a lot of opportunities for people to volunteer to give back. And so the mission was twofold. It was to serve people in need, but it was also an opportunity to give people the opportunity to give back in the community.
Yeah, and for anyone who isn't familiar with the Banquet, what's the basics about the foundation of it?
Okay. So yeah, we're a feeding ministry that serves hot meals to people in need in our community. We serve 16 meals a week. And what's so amazing about each one of those meals is that every single one of them is prepared by, paid for, and served by volunteers in our community. So when you think that we've been doing this for 40 years and 16 meals a week, it really is quite awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And, 17 years you've been with the organization. When you think about 40 years of the Banquet being a part of the community and your time there, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Well, it's the growth in the 17 years that I've been there. And then prior even to that, when I started in 2008, the Banquet was serving 9 meals a week. We now serve 16. We now have 2 locations. 5 years ago, we opened up a second location on the northwest side of Sioux Falls to meet the needs in that community. And we've seen phenomenal growth out there.
Yeah. How has the mission changed over the last 40 years of the Banquet, besides the growth and adapting to it? Right. What else has changed?
Ironically, not a lot. I think that's part of the Banquet's success and our longevity is because we've always stayed true to our mission. Our mission is to feed bodies and to feed souls. And I think if we can consistently do that, obviously there's tweaks, there's growth along the way. But if you stay true to what you originally set out to do, I think that's the secret to the Banquet's success.
What are some common things that people might not know about you guys? Maybe some common misconceptions too at the Banquet.
Sure. A lot of times when people hear the Banquet, they immediately think of the homeless population. And obviously we do serve a homeless population in our community, but that's not the majority of who we serve. People are surprised when they come to realize that there are a lot of people that are getting up and doing things like you and I do every day. They're taking a shower, they're getting ready to go to work, they're taking their kids to school, they're paying their rent, but they're just struggling to, by the time they do all those things, to put a nutritious meal on the table. And we've especially seen that at our West Side location. We have a lot of families that are coming. I've heard several times from parents, I can afford ramen noodles. I can afford macaroni and cheese. But my kids can't eat that stuff every single day. And as parents, we all know that to be true. Mm-hmm. So they kind of put their pride behind themselves and they bring their children to the Banquet to have a nutritious meal.
Yeah, speaking about children, I saw this statistic back in 2020. 25,000 meals were given to kids alone. Now, that's really bittersweet to hear, but it just shows that the banquet really doesn't turn anybody away.
Absolutely not. There are no questions asked when you walk up to the banquet doors. You could pull up in the fanciest car that a person could buy with the dressiest clothes anybody could wear. And we're not going to ask you any questions. We're going to welcome you in and serve you a delicious meal. And the reason for that is because we know that, I tell people, I've stood in line to eat a meal at the banquet hundreds of times over the 17 years I've been there, but I've never had to. I can only imagine that's somewhat uncomfortable walking in that door the first time when you're not sure. And so we make that a welcoming environment, and we also want to make sure that we keep people's dignity in check. You know, I don't want to have you come in the door for the first time, Christine, and I say, hey, I'm so happy you're here, but can you prove to me that you have to be here? Mm. Because any dignity you had when you walked through the door, I just took that away from you. And we never, ever, ever want to do that.
That kind of goes hand in hand with Sioux Falls just being a generous community, and the banquet has really been a part of that generosity over the last 40 years when you think about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when you consider, too, that the banquet is 100% privately funded. We don't receive state, federal, city, or county dollars. We're not a United Way agency. So everything that happens at the banquet, and that has happened for 40 years, happened out of the generosity of our community.
Yeah, and that speaks a lot. What are some of the biggest accomplishments for the banquet, whether it's over the last 10 years, 40 years in general, anything that you can think of?
I think, well, one of the most recent accomplishments was the building of the second location. Mm. You know, when it was back in 2012, probably 2011, that people in the know in our community, we started to hear from them that, hey, you know, you guys are doing a lot, but there's more that you could do. And they pointed out to us a sector in Northwest Sioux Falls of a community that where there was a big poverty pocket, and we weren't meeting that need. And so we set out to fix that. We mm-hmm. set out to meet that need. And it wasn't easy, I'll tell you. We looked forever to try to find a space to host a meal at, and that proved to be very challenging. Mm-hmm. And finally, in 2014, we ended up partnering with the fairgrounds. They let us rent one of their spaces, one of their buildings, to serve meals one night a week and then two nights a week. And we were thrilled to have that opportunity. And people were coming, and there was growth every week. But we also knew that we wanted to be further to the Northwest. We needed to get even closer to that community. And so then in 2018, we were gifted some land on the corner of 5th and Marion, and we hit the ground running, broke ground in 2019. In 2020, we opened our doors.
A lot of accomplishments, challenges along the way, like that second location. Any other challenge that you can think of? Because with those accomplishments, there are some struggles in between,
sure.
too.
Well, the most recent challenge for everybody in the world was COVID.
Oh, what was that again?
Yeah. So, you know, when that happened, then that was the week that we opened our doors at that second location.
Really?
5 days later, basically, the city and the world.
I didn't
down.
Know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had to flip on a dime, right? Pandemic doesn't stop hunger. And we had to figure out a way to make those meals happen. Because obviously, our volunteer base disappeared. We couldn't mm-hmm. bring 25 to 35 people into a building to serve a meal because it would have been really dangerous, right? So we had to figure out immediately, how are we going to do this? And within 8 hours, we had our plan. This is what we're going to do. This is how many people we need. This is how we're going to stay safe. And this is how these meals are going to get out the door to people. So we made it happen. And, you know, when I think back about that, especially at the beginning, I'd look out when we were going to start to serve the meal, and I'd look out the line outside, and I'd say, you know, in this scary time for all of us, these people in this line know that the banquet and those volunteers are not going to fail them.
Mm-hmm. And that's just awesome to hear. 8 hours you had to plan? within that time span?
Much, yeah.
And what does that say about not just your leadership, but the team behind you, too, to get this all together?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody at the banquet, everybody involved with it, the people who work there, the boards, the key volunteers, you know, they believe in it and they know how important it is. So that pandemic scenario is just the perfect example of how quickly a dedicated group of people can make something happen. You know, that old saying, where there's a will, there's a way. We found a way.
Absolutely. My mom says that to me all the time. When there's a will, there's a way.
Right?
We are celebrating the banquet 40 years now in the community, hopefully 40 more too. We are talking with the executive director of the banquet, Tamara Yuki Lee Singer. Now, 40 years, challenges, accomplishments, probably one of the biggest topics mentioned often here in Sioux Falls is that growing homeless population and just the growing community in general and people who do experience food insecurity. Yeah. Even Mayor Paul Ted Hagen, he continues to address this issue. What are your thoughts or concerns when it comes to the homeless population here in Sioux Falls?
Well, like you just said, obviously anytime a city grows, you're going to have an increase in your homeless population as well. And we have seen that at the banquet with a lot of new faces over the years, a lot of different stories, backgrounds. And so every day, just that challenge to, now where the banquet, you know, where we're maybe a little bit different than some of the other agencies providing services to the unhoused population, is that we're focusing on making sure that they have, that food insecurity is not an issue for them.
Yeah.
We're not taking away the homelessness. We're not addressing the need for employment, but we're making sure that for that day, they don't have to worry about where they're going to eat.
Yeah. And Sioux Falls, we've been talking about this throughout this interview, how generous the community is. And he did mention, Mayor Ted Hagen, about not to hand out money. Do you kind of have those same thoughts as well?
I do agree with the mayor on that. I think that when you hand somebody money, you cannot be assured of how it's going to be used, right? And we have to be honest. Many of the people that are facing homelessness today, they have addiction issues. There's mental health issues. And so that $10 that's given out a car door window might not be used for what the giver is intending it for. Now, if you turn around, like the mayor has said, and donate that money to a nonprofit that is working to address and help the issues that unhoused people are facing, you can be guaranteed that that money will be used in a well-meant way, right?
Mm-hmm.
You give a $10 donation to the banquet, anybody who's volunteered at the banquet, you know exactly what that $10 went for, you know?
Yeah, it's that easy to do that, to support organizations like the banquet by donating in that way. Have you adjusted well to the population? Has that been kind of a little bit of a shift for the banquet, or have you been able to keep up with that growth?
Our numbers ebb and flow. Our summer numbers are always higher than our winter numbers. And yes, every meal, we are just able to adjust and adapt and make sure that every day the banquet is consistently doing what it said 40 years ago it was going to do.
Absolutely. What else can be done, do you think, to accommodate the growing population? Or maybe even food insecurity challenges here in Sioux Falls?
Right. I think, you know, I just think it's an awareness issue. If you're sitting next to somebody, you don't know if that person had breakfast today. You don't know if they had dinner last night. People don't wear hunger on their sleeve, mm-hmm. right? And so anybody that you're a coworker with, if your children go to school with, they could be dealing with food insecurities, not knowing where that next meal is going to be coming from. So it's that awareness and just kind of putting yourself in that person's shoes. And what's the little bit that I can do to help, you know? I can go down and help volunteer at the banquet and make a difference in somebody's lives. Again, I'm not ending world hunger. I'm not ending poverty. I'm not touching homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm doing is making that person's life just a little bit better just for today.
And speaking about volunteering, you really wouldn't be anywhere without the volunteers at the banquet. They are the heart and soul of the organization.
Absolutely. Not one of those meals, not one of those 16 meals a week happens without that volunteer. They are key to the banquet's success. They're the only reason why the banquet has been around for 40 years. So we are always out getting our word out, getting our name out. If you've never been, you know, telling people, if you've never been, come. You know, it really is an amazing experience. People come to serve when they come with that expectation that I'm going to serve a meal. But I think a lot of times people leave, and when they reflect back on their time, they realize not only did they serve, but they were served.
Yeah, say I wanted to volunteer. There's a group of us here at Results Town Square Media that want to go and volunteer at the banquet. Walk me through what a typical slot or a typical day is like to volunteer at the banquet.
Yeah, it's really easy. We make it really easy by going on our website, thebanquetsf.org. You can sign up any day that's red. That's a day that we could use some help. You just click on that day, and there's multiple opportunities. If you want to come and serve breakfast, if you're a morning bird, you can come at 5:30 in the morning and help prep breakfast. And then at 7 o'clock, you can help serve breakfast. And we'll have you out of the door usually by 8:15. So it's a pretty quick morning. Say you want to, you're more of an evening person like me. Mm-hmm. You can bring in a group of people. If you want to just prepare the meal, you can come at 2 o'clock, bring a small group of people, 5 to 7 people, and prepare the meal. It usually takes 2 to 2.5 hours. Or if you have a little bit bigger group or want to join another group that's serving, you can come at 5 o'clock and help get ready, set up for dinner, and serve dinner from 6 to 7:30. And with the cleanup, usually out of there right about 8 o'clock.
Yeah. It's pretty easy to volunteer at the banquet.
Pretty easy. Yeah, yeah.
It's so easy that I think it's safe to say that thousands of people have been part of that volunteer tradition at the banquet. Another statistic I saw for you in 2020, 200,000 meals were served. Over 200,000 meals were served during that time. What does that say of just of the volunteers coming together and just helping everyone as a whole?
Really, again, yeah, 200,000 meals. Think of the size of our city. Our city is about 220,000 people. Those 200,000 meals, that's almost the equivalent of everybody who lives in Sioux Falls eating at the banquet at least one time in that year. And that number is powerful, and it's powerful not only because it's a big number, but it's powerful because that only happened because somebody got up one day and said, I want to go make a difference. And they gave a small amount of their time and helped be part of that 200,000 meals being served.
When you see the volunteers at the banquet, what do they say is the most rewarding part of the experience?
The most rewarding part is 90% of the time they say, when I sit down to eat with the guests, I love the conversation. I love finding out their background. And because there's so many times where a volunteer group will come and the volunteer will report at the end of the evening, you know, I ran into a guy whose brother graduated high school with me. You know, it's a small world. And there again, when we sit down and eat with somebody, that stereotype that we had of each other, it goes out the window. Because when we're sitting down and sharing a meal, we realize we're all just people with basic human needs. And one of them is the need to have our bodies fed.
Absolutely. Part of making the difference, too, if you were just listening, 40 years at the banquet is what we're talking about with the executive director, Tamara Yerke-Leesinger. Now, Tamara, other ways to get involved besides volunteering at the banquet, there's also a backpack program that you guys are a part of. Why don't you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. We have a project that was called Project SOS. It stands for Supply Our Students. Each year, we give out a brand new backpack with school supplies to children in need in our community. Last year, we gave out 7,600 bags to kiddos in our community. So that project is gearing up to get really busy right now. Soon, we will be having collection boxes at some of the stores here in town. We will have some businesses in town that will do some drives within their offices to collect school supplies for us. And we're also just put out last week, I believe it was, we put out our sign up to volunteer for that project too. We need help with sorting school supplies, packing backpacks, and then obviously giving the backpacks away. And we'll start doing the packing and the giveaways. The packing will start beginning of July. Mm-hmm. Those days will be available to come volunteer. And then the giveaway days will happen through August as we're getting ready for the first day of school.
This is such a great program that you guys have at the banquet. I remember when I moved out here in Sioux Falls, I don't know, 7 years ago now, that was one of my first things that I noticed at the banquet was Project SOS. And it's really amazing to see kids light up with their brand new backpack. Maybe it has a horse on it or there's some sort of Spider-Man. I don't know, something like that. But they just get so excited. And that makes this project all worth it for everyone.
It does. It does. It is so awesome to see that, like you said, that kid just light up when they get to pick out that bag. That oh my gosh, one Frozen.
Yes,
that was big. Oh, those little girls losing their minds over those princess bags. But yeah, it's so great. And you know, it's not only awesome for the kids. I can't tell you how many times I've seen the look of relief on a parent's face when they realize that my kid is going to be able to go to school on the first day with everything that every other kid is going to have. And that's our whole goal with Project SOS, is to make sure that kids go in equipped with what they need, mm-hmm. and then to have that self-esteem intact. We all feel good when we get that new backpack or, you know, just to start off the year on a positive note, take that academic career just a little bit farther. You know, that's our goal. That's our goal.
Was that the goal when you created Project SOS? So what was the initial idea behind
it? When Project SOS was created years and years ago, people who were working at the banquet and volunteering at the banquet at that time, they realized that if families couldn't feed their children, how were they going to get the school supplies and that they needed for their kids? Back to school is really expensive.
Yes.
We all know that as parents. You get not only have to get the school supply, the backpack, you know, you need new shoes, you need school clothes. So it's really an expensive and stressful time for families. So when Project SOS was started, it was because of the realization of that, you know.
Yeah. So. And just getting those kids, like you said, excited about school here in the Sioux Falls area. 40 years, the Project SOS has been a part of it. It's part of the history with the banquet.
History, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, what does the next 40 years look like at the banquet?
You know I can say pretty confidently that the 40 years, next 40 years, we'll be here. Yeah. I won't, but the banquet will be. So, but we're always looking at, how can we do things better? What do we need to do different? That's always on the front of our minds. You know, we're not, when we built the second location, we didn't just sit back and go, done. You know, we know that there will probably be more growth in the future. If that means adding meals at the two different locations, I don't know what that looks like yet, but it's constantly in the front of our minds is, we got to keep going. We got to make sure we stay strong. What do we need to do to be better? And what's a need that we're not meeting that we need to meet?
Any goals that you personally have for the banquet that you can think of?
I just always want the banquet to stay strong and always want that people to know that no matter what happens in their personal lives, no matter what happens in our state, in our city, in our country, the banquet is there for them. You know, we are a resource for people. We are a place where people can come and feel welcomed. And like I said, have their bodies feel fed, but not only that, have their souls fed as well.
Wonderful message there. Tamara Yuki Leesinger, the executive director of the banquet, celebrating 40 years of its history. You already mentioned some events coming up here in the Sioux Empire. Anything else that you want to add about events or just about the banquet in general?
Well, it's a little ways out, but like with everything, it'll be here before we know it. In October, we will be having our annual Chili Fest fundraiser. It's on October 2nd. From 5 to 8, it'll be held at the Icon Lounge. We will have local chefs entering a chili cook-off.
Yes.
Bring their best recipe and see who wins. We have judges, and then we have People's Choice Award. We'll have live music. We will have a 50-50 raffle and just a bunch of other fun stuff. So if you people want to get that on their calendar, they can also go on our website, check out how to get a ticket.
Can you give us a little taste of the chefs competing yet? Do you have an idea?
We have a couple that have committed. Rudy's food truck is, he'll be entering a Tex-Mex.
Ooh.
The fire department always enters, and they usually do quite well. And we're still recruiting some, so if there's a chef out there that wants to be part of the competition and work for that title, we'd love to have you. We always have really good chefs.
And if you need judges, sign me up.
Okay.
I will be happy to taste test any chili that's put in front of me.
Perfect.
Spicy noodles, vegetables, no vegetables, I'm in.
You're in, huh? Okay. We also have cinnamon rolls. That South Dakota tradition, you know?
So
chili and cinnamon rolls.
I don't get it. So, like, with the chili and the cinnamon rolls, like, I like them separately, but together, it's interesting for me.
It is interesting, but like I said, once you've had it, you really like it.
Okay. I think I have to try it. Okay, so that's going to be my goal then up here is to try that. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add? Website people can go check out to volunteer?
TheBanquetSF.org. That is our website. There's a volunteer to serve tab. You just click on that. And like I said, anything that's in red, any day that's in red, you just click on that because at some part in that day, we will need some help.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Tamara, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and congrats on 40 years at the banquet.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
I believe everyone is born with a God-given desire to live a life that counts, to be significant, a difference maker. Some of you don't see yourselves that way, but God does. There was a guy in the Bible who became a difference maker, but it didn't start that way. In fact, the dude was messed up, possessed by demons. Society had given up on him. But when he met Jesus, everything changed. I'm Jeff Wheeler from Central Church in Sioux Falls. This guy was suicidal. He believed Satan's lies that he was useless and better off dead. But Jesus healed him and gave him purpose. He told the man to go and tell people his story, how he'd been changed and given a new life. Suddenly, he found purpose. Jesus showed up at his lowest point. Jesus showed up at my lowest point. And Jesus will show up in your lowest point. This guy became a difference maker, and so can you.
I'm Christine Manica, and you've been listening to Sunday Focus. Thank you to the Executive Director of the Banquet in Sioux Falls, Tamara Yuki Leesinger, for joining the program today. Thank you so much to the Executive Director of the Banquet in Sioux Falls, Tamara Yuki Leesinger, for joining the program today. The Banquet is one of the many vital organizations part of the Sioux Falls community. They do have two locations, as Tamara mentioned. The Banquet downtown location is at 900 East 8th Street. They do serve meals, breakfast Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., dinner at 6 p.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturday lunch from 11:30 a.m. until 12:30. The Banquet West location is at 710 North Marion Road in Sioux Falls. The Banquet West offers mealtimes for dinner Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. The Banquet was just an idea before it was founded in 1985. The meal ministry was just serving one meal per week. Now, the Banquet serves 16 meals per week at two locations. The Banquet is an all-volunteer-based ministry. This means their meals are paid for, prepared by, and served by volunteer groups who come from Sioux Falls and the surrounding Sioux Empire. Thanks to the volunteers at the Banquet, they help provide community, generosity, and stability to the organization. You can make a difference, too, by volunteering at the Banquet. Head on over to thebanquetsf.org.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.